Manchester. Manchester United have announced their ambitious plan to construct a new 100,000-seat stadium in the Old Trafford area, marking a historic move away from their iconic home of 115 years. The project, estimated to cost £2 billion, is set to be a key driver of economic growth and regeneration in Greater Manchester. The proposed stadium, designed by renowned architects Foster Plus Partners, is expected to create up to 92,000 jobs and facilitate the development of 17,000 new homes. United aims to complete the construction within 5 years, with initial work potentially beginning later this year. With a regeneration project of this scale, it needs to have a catalyst or a nucleus, otherwise it just becomes a new housing estate or a shopping center, said Manchester United co-owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Ratcliffe described the new venue as the world's greatest football stadium, while ensuring that the essence of Old Trafford is preserved. The project aligns with the UK government's economic growth strategy, although Ratcliffe noted that United would not require public funding for the stadium itself. Chancellor Rachel Reeves has previously expressed support for the regeneration of the Old Trafford area, but details of government involvement remain unclear. Architect Norman Foster detailed the stadium's eco-friendly features, including a vast umbrella that will harvest rainwater and a public plaza twice the size of Trafalgar Square. Despite widespread optimism, the Manchester United Supporters Trust expressed concerns over potential consequences, such as rising ticket prices, the impact on the atmosphere, and financial implications.